You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, and thank you for listening today. This is Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm sitting in the studio today just giving God thanks for another day. I want to say thank you. Shout out to my pastors, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr., Pastor Teresa. Just thank God for both of my leaders. And just thank God for the opportunity to be here today. Just sharing the word of the Lord to everybody that listens faithfully. We're here every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank God for this radio station broadcasting the good news of the gospel throughout all of Brevard and neighboring counties. Just praise God. The Lord is good. We just want to pray really quick. Father, thank you so much. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're excited and we're rejoicing in it. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you, Father, for the life and the strength that we have today. We thank you for the good news of the word of God, of the gospel. Give us ears to hear today, Father, what the Holy Spirit might share with us through the word. Father, let us open up our heart even more, have greater capacity to house your presence, to house your spirit, to house, Father, the word of the Lord. Let it dwell in our hearts richly. Let us grow thereby. We're about growing this year. In the name of Jesus, growing in the word, growing in relationship with you, and having our minds renewed. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask, amen. To the glory of the Father, I'm excited about the Lord. And one thing I do want to do this year is to grow more in God. Growing in God, growing in his word. We're not just saying this, but we want the action steps and the follow through. We want to grow this year. We want to begin to walk out and step out and do the things that God has assigned to us that in previous years, let's say, we've not been able to accomplish them. But this year, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would launch like a rocket and that we would be unstoppable in the Lord in doing what he has called us to do. I pray for new territories, new ministries, new endeavors, new entrepreneurship, that we would go for God, that we would be a light in the name of Jesus. I'm really excited. We're going to look at some scriptures today. Let's start Old Testament, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And it reads, grab your Bible, grab your phone. Let's look at the word. It's the word of God that transforms our lives. It's the word of God that transforms our heart. It's not me. It's not any human, but it's the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword that can get in there and divide and cut out and separate what needs to be separate. Amen. Does spiritual supernatural surgery. Okay, so Joshua in the Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and it reads, this book of the law, this word of God shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in this word of God. God has given us 66 books. This book of the law, this word of God, I'm paraphrasing it, shall not depart. If you let it depart, go get it, go dust it off, bring it back. This book of the law, how do we have success? Success is within the 66 pages. We need the word of God. When, he says, when we observe and do according to all that's written in the book of the law, He says, then you shall make your way prosperous. We don't need a get rich quick scheme. We don't need to do anything deceitful, dishonest. We need the book of the law, the treasures, the prosperous tips, the strategies are found in the word of God. Then you will have good success when you cleave to and adhere to and obey this book of the law. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. I want you to declare with me this year, in the name of Jesus, I am going to be strong. This year, in the name of Jesus, I am going to be strong. He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. This year, I declare I'm going to be strong. This year, I declare I'm going to be of good courage. I'm going to take courage in God. This year, I will not be debilitated by fear. I declare in the name of Jesus, declare with me today over your life, I will be strong in Jesus' name. I will take good courage in Jesus' name. I will not walk in fear in Jesus' name. I won't be dismayed in Jesus' name. For the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Amen. Let me read this verse in a different version. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, just really quick. Study this book of instructions. This book, the 66 books, your Bible, study this book of instructions. When is the last time we studied the Word of God? We read it. We do devotions. We take 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. When's the last time we studied? When's the last time we studied to get instructions, to get answers for something that was troubling us, to an obstacle in our life, whatever it may have been? We must study the Word. Study, dig deeper. We read it. But do we retain it? We read it. But do we adhere to it? We read it. Do we obey it? We read it. Do we follow it? But he says, study this book of instruction. Give some time to it. Study it, he says, continually. Continually. Did we study 3 weeks ago and we haven't studied since? Did we read the Bible last month but we haven't read it since? Study. God, help us to be diligent this year. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to take good courage. I'm not going to be afraid or bound by fear. I'm not going to dismayed. And guess what? I'm going to be consistent this year concerning the Word of God, concerning reading it, concerning studying it, concerning the book of the law, the book of instruction. I'm going to continual be consistent in the Word of God. I'm going to be about the Father's Word. I'm going to grow this year. Come on, I'm going to grow in the knowledge of God. I'm going to grow in the scriptures. I'm going to go back. I was thinking sometimes we went to Sunday school as children and we're still trying to live off of the distant memory of what we learned long time ago. But sometimes I want to be honest. Sometimes when we're honest, when we remember the scripture and we go and look it up and research it to study it, we're like, oh, that's not exactly what that says. So we have got to dust off our Bibles and get in the Word this year like never before. We've got to know for ourselves, what does the Word say? What does the book of instructions say for my life? I've got so many questions before the Lord, but I've got every answer I need is in the Word of God. Every answer you need is in the Word of God. God has something to say in his word that will provide the peace, that will provide the understanding, that will provide the revelation that we need for our lives and for our success. I'm going to reread this. So study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it. Ruminate on it. Think about it. Chew on it like a cow chews on cud. Chew on it. Chew on it. Get all the goodness out of it. Get all the riches and the nutrients out of the word. Keep that scripture before your mind. You're dealing with something. You need faith. You're trying to believe God. Meditate on that word of God. Meditate. Let it play over in your mind. This is good to meditate on the word of God. It's a good thing. Meditate on it day and night. Keep it before you so you will be sure to obey everything written in the book of instructions. When we do that, we're going to prosper. The word of God prospers us. The word of God gives us good success in all that we do. This is my command. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I declare God is with me. I declare God is with you that are called by his name. God is with you. So this year, we're kicking off knowing I will be strong. I will be courageous. I will not be bound by fear. I will not walk in discouragement. I will not be dismayed. I will be continual and constant in reading the book of the law, the instructions, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. For the Lord is with me. Turn with me to Turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We know this. We quote this. Let's look at it anyway. Romans 12. All right, I'm there. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, I plead with you, dear brothers, dear sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. My brothers, my sisters, I plead with you, give your bodies to God. I'm giving my body to God. My body belongs to God. We used to sing that song. My whole body belongs to God. Because of all he's done for you, let all of your members, your body, be a living sacrifice, holy, the kind that God will find acceptable. My body belongs to God. Verse 2 reads, and do not be conformed to this world. Do not copy the behavior and customs of the world. If you look at the world, oh, it's treacherous. The things, the actions, the behavior, the customs that are considered normal now. But the Lord, in this book of instructions, says, present your body a living sacrifice, all of your body. My body belongs to God. My whole body belongs to God. Start with your mind. Be not transformed to the world or conformed to the world, but be ye transformed. Don't copy the behavior of the world. Don't copy the customs of the world. Don't copy the actions of the world. Don't copy what the world says go. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Let God transform you. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can prove what is good, prove what is acceptable, prove what is the perfect will of God. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You change. If we let God change the way we think, if we let God transform our minds with this word of God, these 66 books, listen, we'll be a new person. The word will make us a new person. The word will transform us, change us into a new person. If we change how we think, we'll change what we do. We'll change what we say. We'll change how we act. We'll change our responses. We'll change our opinions. We'll change our perspectives. It's the word of God. It's the word of God that brings about the good success. It's the word of God that transforms our heart and mind to the will of God. We'll be able to prove the good will, the acceptable will, the perfect will of God, what's good and pleasing and perfect in God's eyes, not in my eyes, not in your eyes. What's good and pleasing and acceptable in God's eyes? The word will cause us to produce what is good, what is pleasing, what is acceptable in the eyes of God. This word is good today. We're going to grow up this year in God. We're going to grow up in the Word. We're going to be renewed in our minds, transformed in our minds and heart by the Word of God. Another scripture, Matthew 4, verse 4 reads, "But Jesus answered and he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but man will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. People do not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so this year, I declare with me, I shall not live by bread alone. I don't know about you, but sometimes we eat so many times in a day. We're eating breakfast, and before we can finish it and put away breakfast, we're talking about, what do you want to have for lunch? Come on. I want to live, and I want to lunch and eat on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I declare, God, give us an appetite for your word. Give us an appetite to snack on your word like we do breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, dessert. I want the word of God. I'm tired of trying to live on bread alone, natural food alone, my proteins, my vegetables, my carbohydrate, my fruit, my drink. I want the word of God. God, help us to thirst and hunger for your word this year like never before. I've got to get with the Lord. I've got to get in my word. Let the word refresh us. Let the word wash us. Let the word renew our minds so we can have your good success. So we can walk in being strong, being courageous without fear. The word of God causes that. The word of God cancels fear. It destroys fear. Fear must flee. Jesus said, it is written, and he caused the enemy to flee. The word of God will cause every enemy that opposes God in our lives to flee from our lives. This is why it's crucial, critical, essential, necessary that we study the word. We read the word. We meditate on the word. I'm going to tell you, the one thing the enemy does not want is for us to be renewed in our minds with the word of God. He does not want that. And many things that we struggle with, many challenges that we face, many areas that we're having difficulty walking in righteousness, walking in holiness, walking in purity, is because our minds are not renewed with the word of God. If ever the enemy was throwing an onslaught of distraction in our lives, it is now. But I declare and I pray, declare with me as you're listening, I will not be distracted by the enemy that I don't read my word. I will not, in the name of Jesus, be distracted by the enemy that I don't study my word. I will not, in the name of Jesus, be distracted by the enemy that I don't meditate on the word of God. In the name of Jesus, this year, Father, we prioritize your word. This year, Father, we are coming for your word. Father, this year we decree and declare we will be filled with the word of God. In Jesus' name, like never before, it is the word that is going to cause us to be successful. It is obedience to it. It is obedience. This year, in the name of Jesus, I will not be a hearer only. Because listen, we've been going to church 20, 30, 60, 70 years. But this year, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, I will be both a hearer and a doer of the word of God. I'm going to do the word of God. I'm going to obey the word of God. I will not be a pew warmer this year. But the word of God, I'm going to partner with the Holy Spirit, partner with the word. I'm going to activate. The word is going to activate in my life. The word is going to be active in my heart. The word of God is going to thrust me forward in God. I declare, I will present my body a living sacrifice before the Lord and get in this word and let this word get in me, that I will grow thereby and I will do exploits in Jesus' name. I will be able, through the word of God, through the name of Jesus Christ, to do exploits. I will be able this year to do greater works because Jesus goes to the Father and he sends to us the Holy Spirit of God. He sends to us a helper, of God, the strength of God, the truth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further in the scriptures. We're going to look at Psalms 119, a very well-known and lengthy psalm. Psalms 119 and 11. Let's flip there. I pray this word is stirring you like you stir a pot. I pray this word is stirring and bubbling over. The pot is bubbling over. It needs to be stirred that it don't bubble over. God, stir us this morning. Stir us to live by your word, to live by faith, to be strong, to be courageous, to not be fearful, to not be timid. Father, I pray Psalms 119 and 11. Let's look at it. Psalms 119 and 11. I have hidden your word in my heart. I have hidden your word in my heart. Listen, we are created triune beings. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. And the heart, our soul, is the most important part of our being. This word says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's the heart is where the word needs to be. Father, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, repeat after me. I'm hiding the word in my heart. God, I'm hiding your word in my heart. Sometimes, listen, you know how we are. If we got something valuable, we got something precious, or even if we want to hide money from ourselves that we'll have it later, that we won't spend it up, we're hiding that thing. It's valuable. It's precious. I don't want to lose it. I hide. Father, today I decree and declare, I hide your word in my heart, in the compartments of my heart. Let the word be hidden afresh. I'm hiding. We're hiding the word of God in our heart. There is nothing more valuable than God's word. There's nothing more valuable than God's spirit. There's nothing more valuable than the Holy Spirit of God, his word. These are the true riches. Father, we're hiding your word in our heart so we won't sin against you, because we want to be filled up with the word of God today. More word in, less flesh out. More word in, our flesh out. That way we won't sin against him. That way our carnal fleshly nature won't overpower the spirit man, and we'll be able to walk in holy boldness for the Lord, doing the will of God, doing the work of the Lord, because I've hidden all of that word in me. And every time I hide it in, every time I store it up, it pushes out there. It takes up the space in my heart that I don't have room for foolishness, that I don't have room for the works of the flesh, that I don't have room for immorality, that I don't have room for anger, I don't have room for bitterness, I don't have room for unforgiveness, I don't have room for these things. The word of God, push it out of my life. Fill me with his love. Fill me with the spirit. Fill me with this joy. Fill me with this presence. I declare this year I'm making room for the word of God. I declare I'm hiding it. I'm hiding that word. I'm hiding it. It's precious. It's valuable. I don't want to lose it. I'm hiding and I'm chucking it away. I declare this year change, transformation over my life. I declare this year my life will testify of what's good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. I'm going to be a demonstration. I'm going to be a living epistle of what's good. I'm going to be a testimony to God's word, transforming lives, renewing minds. I'm going to be the walking, living, breathing epistle demonstration, Jesus Christ. What does salvation look like? Come on. God want us to demonstrate to the world. Show the world the transformation I can make. Show the world the change that I can make in a heart and in a mind submitted to me, yielded to me. That is me. That is you. God wants to save and deliver everybody. It's not his will that any should perish, that all would come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave Christ. You have not gone so far. You have not done so much that you cannot be redeemed and saved. The Bible says that we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that yes, Jesus is Lord. Yes, he was born of a virgin. He was died and he bled and he hung on the cross. He was crucified, but he rose again. And I believe and receive and accept him as my Lord and Savior. And when he did all of that for me, when he took my place for my sins, amen, I believe and receive him as Lord and Savior. Let's look at one more verse. 2 Thessalonians. I hope I wrote it down right, because I can't read my writing. 3:6. Let me see really quick. I just want to see in this minutes that we have if we can squeeze in one more verse. But I thank God for the verses that we did get in. I thank God for his word. The word of God is what we need, men and women of God. 1 Timothy, I believe it's 3:16. Let me see. Okay, 3. So that's not it. I can't tell. Oh, maybe a second. Let me flip again. Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to read my writing. But I thank God for the word thus far. Thank God for what he has shared. Oh, yes, yes, yes. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, the word of God, is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof, profitable for correction, profitable for instructions in righteousness. This word is our instruction in righteousness. That's why it is so critical and crucial that we hide the word of God in our heart, that the man of God, the woman of God, can be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm going to read it in the New Living really quick. All the scripture and word of God is inspired by God. This word is useful to us to teach us what's true, to make us realize what's wrong in our own lives. The word will correct us. The word will correct us when we're wrong. The word will teach us to do what's right. God uses the word to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. I just want to pray, God, help us give more capacity to your word. Help us to read your word, study your word, meditate on your word, hide your word in our heart. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Christ is the word. He is the word made flesh. And God has allowed men and women of God to write down these scriptures in these 66 books. This is the book of the law. This is the book of our instructions of how we can have good success, how we can have victory, how we can overcome, how we can receive deliverance, how our minds can be transformed and renewed. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for every heart listening. God, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them. Those that don't know you, that they would hear this message and would receive Jesus Christ. Those that know you, that we would grow this year like never before in the word and in God. I pray that you've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministry. This is the Kingdom Sound radio broadcast. May God bless you. May God keep you. May you walk in victory in Jesus'
name. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.